Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/AC and get 2 free months of premium membership. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die MD, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, the book about how to lead creative teams effectively. One struggle that I have as a creative pro, and I'm sure that you do as well, is in finding the time necessary to give a problem or a project the amount of time needed to be able to really come up with a good idea. And what I mean by that is making sure that I'm creating enough space in my schedule to be able to really think about a problem, not just to shoot from the hip, not just to go with the first idea, not just to sort of jump in and start executing the moment I have any ray of light in my world, but to really give it the amount of attention that it needs. And frankly, to play with ideas. And that's really the concept I want to get to today, is I want to talk about the importance of playing in our creative process, and not just in our creative process, in any kind of problem-solving process that we have, or any kind of leadership process that we have, any kind of managerial process. It's important that we create space to be able to play with ideas, not to just move through our work, not just to bounce from problem to problem, not just to go with the first thing that comes to mind, which is often what happens because we're under pressure, we have finite resources, but to actually play with ideas. I want to talk about what this looks like today. And Stephen Johnson, who is an author and a researcher, borrowed a phrase from evolutionary biology called adjacent possible to talk about how this process plays out and where good ideas come from. In his book, Where Good Ideas Come From, he talks about the adjacent possible being this kind of shadow region that exists on the periphery of the problem that we're solving. And in that shadow region, we can venture out, we can play with ideas, we can experiment, we can try things, we can combine things in new ways. And as we do this, we often stumble into solutions that we would not have arrived at if we weren't engaging in this kind of play. So today I want to talk about some areas of your life where you need to build space for play. This isn't just your work, by the way, although I think that's the place where this pressure to produce more and more with fewer and fewer resources probably plays out the most. But I want to talk about some principles and then some practical areas of your life where you need to build play, the pursuit of the adjacent possible, into your life, into your schedule. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So we're in a new year. I'm sure many of you have aspirations to learn new things, develop new skills, to pursue different kinds of passions in your life, or to play, as we're talking about today. You want to play more in your life. Well, I encourage you to make 2020 a year where you explore those skills, where you deepen those passions, get lost in your creativity with Skillshare's online classes. What you find just might surprise and inspire you. Skillshare is an online learning community where millions of people come together to take the next step in their creative journey, with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics like illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. If you want to learn it, I guarantee you're going to find it on Skillshare. They offer a membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. They offer classes designed for real life, so you can move your creative journey forward without putting your life on hold. Listen, you don't have to go to the community center at 8 p.m. on Tuesday to learn how to do something. With Skillshare, you can learn as you go. You can take classes on your time, 6 in the morning, fine. 8 o'clock at night, fine, because they're all on demand and they're there when you need them. And it's also incredibly affordable, by the way. Your premium membership is less than $10 a month. When you consider the benefit that you can get from taking online classes and the benefit that it can mean to your career, to your life satisfaction, that is such a drop in the bucket. So one of the things I'm going to try to do in 2020 is I'm going to try to become a better photographer. And specifically, I want to use Instagram more meaningfully because I find that often I'm not as intentional about the kinds of photos that I use on Instagram. There's a course on Skillshare that I'm going to take to help me do that. It's called Instagram Worthy Photography: Shoot, Edit, and Share. And it's going to teach me how to take better photos, how to make better photos, how to share them more meaningfully on Instagram. And so that's something that I'm planning on doing this year to help me become better as an artist, as a curator, and frankly, just as a creative professional, because often when we engage in learning new skills, it helps us in every area of our life, not just in that area of the skill that we're learning. Skillshare is proud to sponsor the Accidental Creative Podcast. Explore your creativity with Skillshare at skillshare.com/AC and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to classes absolutely free. Get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/AC. Again, that's skillshare.com/AC. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, for any of you who have ever attempted to fly a drone and you have somehow managed to fly it directly into the only tree within 100 yards of where you're standing, like yours truly, consider the humbling fact that humans have landed a vehicle on the surface of another planet remotely, by the way, remotely. Nobody was there to do it. They did it remotely. That's incredibly humbling. And it was largely due to the work of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the leadership of a guy named Adam Stelzner. I had Adam on the podcast a while back. Adam shared his insights into how he helped lead the team to land the Curiosity rover on the surface of Mars. But one of the things that he said to me in the interview that I thought was so profound is he said one of his jobs as a manager, as a leader of this process, was to keep the team in the dark room. He said, we have to stay in the dark room. Even when we have a ray of light, something that we want to gravitate toward, a quick and easy answer that relieves the tension of we don't know what we're going to do yet, and everything in us wants to gravitate toward that idea, we have to discipline ourselves to stay in the dark room long enough to get to the real value, to the idea that's hiding just on the other side of the idea that we think is the right idea. I call that the distraction idea. The distraction idea is the idea that seems feasible enough, so let's just jump on it, let's just go. But often that idea is standing in the way of a much more valuable idea if we have the patience and, frankly, the bravery to wait for it. And the bravery, because we are often, you know, we're running out of time, we're running out of money, our manager's breathing down our neck, we need an idea yesterday. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today is to build some space into your life, into your schedule for play. And by play, I don't mean, okay, stop doing your work now and go, you know, pick up your iPad and start playing a video game, or, you know, go play a game of basketball. I'm not talking about that kind of play. I'm talking about playing with ideas. I'm talking about playing with concepts. I'm talking about taking the time to surround a problem with questions and to ask lots of what ifs and to try to put things together in ways that don't make sense, to try to combine concepts and ideas that don't seem to make sense together. And yet when you put them together, sometimes it opens new pathways of thought. We have used a tool at Accidental Creative for a long time called the Personal Idea Pad. And the point of the Personal Idea Pad is to get random concepts, random ideas on a board and or on a sheet of paper, and to force you to try to connect those things to solve a problem that you're trying to solve. And it has been reported back to us time and time and time and time and time again, the value that this provides in meetings and in the personal creative process of people who use it. And the reason isn't because this is just, you know, some fancy, amazing process. It's because what it forces you to do is think about things in new ways, ways that you would never consider them otherwise. Well, that's what play is. Play is pursuing your curiosity, stumbling into the unknown, combining things that don't seem like they go together and seeing if you can figure out a way to make them go together to help you solve the problem. That's what play is. So Albert Einstein once described this process, who, by the way, Albert Einstein was known for playing with thoughts, with ideas, with images. I mean, he would do these mental exercises where he imagined someone riding on a beam of light, right? He was constantly engaging in these kinds of playful mental activities as a way to open up new avenues of thinking about important problems he was trying to solve in the world of theoretical physics. And he once said, combinatory play seems to be the essential feature in productive thought. What he meant by combinatory play was taking lots of things, combining them, trying them out, playing with them in your mind, turning them over in your mind, asking, what if we did this? What if that was true? What if it wasn't true? What if we combine this idea and that idea? How might we be able to make those go together? You know, this is what combinatory play is. And the reason we don't do it, friends, is because it's often unproductive. It's unproductive probably well over 90% of the time, because probably 90 plus percent of the time, you're going to try things that don't work. That's why it's play. But then when you get to that handful of percent of ideas that really work, you're often in places where other people aren't willing to go, which means they're going to be super valuable because there are ideas other people are overlooking because they're not willing to go there. They're not willing to put in the time and the effort to push themselves, to play, to experiment, to stay in the dark room, to get to those ideas. So I want to give you a tactical tool that you can use. You can use this to play with ideas, whether you're planning a vacation or you're trying to come up with an idea for a new project, or you're trying to come up with a marketing slogan or the name of a company, or you're just trying to decide, what kind of food you want to have for lunch. I don't know. Whatever it is, this idea or this technique will work for you. And I've used it with many, many organizations over time to help them jog ideas and just to play with thoughts. It's a fun way to just play with ideas that might seem completely useless. So here's what we're going to do. Let's say that you're in a group, or if you're not in a group, just use a sheet of paper. But we're going to imagine that we're in a group together with other people and we're all trying to solve a problem. Okay. What you're going to do is write the problem you're trying to solve at the center of the whiteboard. So let's say that you're trying to make commercial air travel fun, right? Let's say that that's what you're trying to do. So write, how can we make commercial air travel fun? That's a problem that's near and dear to my heart. Then what you're going to do is you're going to surround that problem with words. Now, when I say surround it with words, what I mean is you're going to do a free association exercise and the entire group is going to engage in this exercise. And what you're going to do is start with a random word. So think, what does air travel make you think of? Okay, maybe some of you would say food. All right, so food. Food is the first word you write down. All right, the next person in the group is going to say, that makes me think of tacos. Okay, so you write tacos. That makes me think of shells. Write shells down. That makes me think of turtles. Write turtles down. That makes me think of hiding. Write hiding down. That makes me think of, whatever, and so on, until you have about 40 to 50 words on the board. Okay, that's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get a bunch of random free associated words on the board. And this string of thought from one to the other, right? What you want to try to do is come up with words that are very specific, very practical, person, place, thing kind of nouns versus, flying makes me think of air travel, which makes me think of airplanes, which makes me think of airplane wings, which makes me, that's not going to be helpful. You want to try to venture out into sort of strange places, and you're going to end up with words like turtles could make you think of guitars because there was a band called the Turtles, right? So, and the guitar is going to make you think of Jimi Hendrix, and Hendrix is going to make you think of Purple Haze, and purple is going to make you think of whatever, right? So that's maybe Grimace or whatever. That's basically what the process looks like. So once you have a bunch of words on the board, what you can do then as the group leader is you can just randomly pick two words. All right. So let's say we pick turtle and grimace. Let's say those are the two words, right? What you're going to do is try to combine those words to help you think of how you can make commercial air travel fun. Now, you're going to come up with a lot of really, 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 really bad ideas, but it's going to be really fun. That's why we call it play, because you're combining things and you're playing around with things to see if it can help jog new kinds of insights for you, to get you out away from the area directly around the problem, to get you out pursuing the adjacent possible, playing with ideas, combining things that are in your mind that you may never have thought to combine before, to see if you can form them into a new idea. That's what you're trying to do. You're playing with ideas. Now, you can do this on your own. You don't need a group, right? You just take a sheet of paper, write down your problem, and just start free associating words, and then start combining those words into new ideas, new concepts. Now, most of the things you're going to come up with are going to be terrible. They just are. That's okay. That's okay. But I guarantee you, if you do this for long enough, my experience tells me you will eventually come up with some ideas that are new, that are unique, that are novel. They're things you would never have come up with had you just hovered directly around the problem. All right. So I encourage you to do this. Engage in this kind of mental play, playing with ideas, combining things in new ways. It's a super easy technique, super simple. But if you do this, I guarantee you that it's going to take you to places you never would have gone otherwise. And on top of that, it's just really fun. It's really fun. So plan as part of your process, maybe an hour at some point during your week to play around with ideas in this way before you go into a brainstorming session, right? Or plan an hour before you write that essay, or plan an hour before you plan vacation. And just do this as a way to just think of new ideas, new ways of seeing the problem, new ways of experimenting, exploring, and venturing into some of those places in your mind that you normally wouldn't go. I have no idea where Grimace came from. By the way, I haven't said that in so long. By the way, for those of you who don't know, he's like a McDonald's creature or something. The restaurant McDonald's. I haven't thought about that in years and years and years, but suddenly purple brought that to mind for some reason. And so these are the kinds of things that are going to happen when you play with ideas, when you experiment, when you venture out into that uncomfortable territory where real value could reside. Friends, play with ideas. Engage in combinatory play. And I guarantee you that you're going to find value on the other side, and it's going to be make your process a whole lot more fun. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover man. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.